Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 49th and 50th verses of this chapter, chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن يكن لهم الحق يأتوا إليه مذعنين.
But if the right is theirs, they come to him in prompt obedience.
أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمِ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ بَلْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Is there disease in their hearts? Or have they doubted? Or do they fear that Allah will be unjust to them or His Messenger? Rather, it is they who are the unjust.
وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ But if the truth be on their side, they come unto him willingly with submission. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمِ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ Is there in their hearts a disease? Or do they doubt? Or are they in fear that Allah and His Messenger will deal unjustly with them? بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Nay, such are the unjust ones. So, these verses are continuing what we discussed in the previous verses. The occasion of revelation was that one of the hypocrites did not refer to the Prophet of Islam when he wanted to have his quarrel with another Jewish man settled down. So, when hypocrites and pagans saw that they were not right, and they themselves were guilty and sinful, they refused to go to Prophet ﷺ for judgment, because they knew that the Prophet would judge between them justly and fairly, and the truth is not welcomed to everyone. But if they found that a quarrel would end in favor of them, they would hasten to achieve what is their right. And the verse says, وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ If the truth be on their side, they will come unto him willingly and with submission. مُذْعِنِينَ, the verse says. Because they knew that this right is with them. And they would not be content with anything except with the Prophet's judgment, so that the right that was proved to be on the shoulder of their opposite party would be served to them. So the verse says, وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ If the truth be on their side, they come unto him willingly, with submission.
الله تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, this was the 49th verse. The 50th verse says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. Another point in this holy verse is that a group of hypocrites refused to ask the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ, as we explained, perhaps for the reason that another group was not so bold and impudent, for hypocrisy has got various degrees and levels, as faith has got. So, anyway, in the next verse that we are going to discuss, the main factors and motivations of their unyielding to the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ are mentioned in three different parts. So, at first, the verse says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. Is there in their hearts a disease? This, dear listeners, is one of the attributes of the hypocrites. Those who declare to be faithful, but they never yield to the judgment of Allah, and of course the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ, because they heartily deviate from monotheism. And not just themselves, they try to have others deviated as well. So, or if they do not have the sickness of hypocrisy in their heart, they have doubts, and it is natural that when a person has doubt in accepting a religion, he does not succumb to its consequences, to its results, to its orders. So, the verse says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. Is it in their hearts a disease? أَمِرْتَابُ, or did they doubt? Or the third probability, أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ, or they fear that Allah and His Messenger will deal unjustly with them. And so this is what the verse says, and this is an obvious paradox, that a person who knows the Prophet ﷺ as the messenger of Allah, as the messenger for his religion, and considers him as the judgment of Allah, he never thinks that he might do any oppression upon him. Is it possible that Allah treats anyone unjustly? Is not oppression originating from ignorance or need or conceit? Allah's holy realm is pure from all of them. So that's why the verse says, Nay, but such are the unjust ones. بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They did not want to be satisfied with what was their right. And because they knew the Prophet ﷺ would not grant anything from others' rights to them, they would not succumb to his judgment. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fixed.